Ueno Daiwa Securities. I have a question about the overall situation. Underachievement was explained because of an optimistic plan in the U.S. and Latin America. And also, last year you had large deals, but not this year. So this is the absence of the large deals that you had last year. Still, if you look at the landing, even if it was too optimistic, if this organic growth, 3% increase, and after exchange adjustment, 5% growth in sales, so 3 to 5% increase, maybe this is organic growth, expected organic growth for Trend Micro now? That's my first question. I asked the same question in the third quarter as well. You were hiring a lot of people. Maybe you will decelerate this year. So maybe there's more leverage like other software companies. For example, a 10% increase in profit may be expected, but the structure is the same. So what is the cost structure for this year? These are the two questions. First of all, organically, what do we expect to see? FY19, we are not planning any special factors such as acquisition. So organic growth rate, I think you can deduce from that. And the headcount is increasing, but the operating leverage is not really working. Why not? I have mentioned this before. Operating leverage is not so big going forward. SaaS-type service, and also, as Eva mentioned, there is a shortage of experts, and the software sales is not just about the selling product. Well, it's just the selling products, and the customers are not really paying for the software. They want us to solve the security problem. They have some kind of problem or challenge that they want us to address. And if they cannot do it by themselves, they have to ask an expert. And if the expert cannot solve the problem, they don't want to pay for that service. We are doing a lot of demonstrations and experiments, as Eva mentioned. We're trying to figure out how much Trend Micro should do and how much we should leave it up to the channel. And we have to make advanced investments, and we have to gain experience before we can teach the channel. That is why the human resource expense is expanding recently. And another thing I can say is that operating leverage for the business model going forward is not that high. So higher sales means a higher level of expense as well. Now, problem has to be solved. And if it can be done, and if we have relationship with the customer that way, the renewal should improve. So operating leverage may be not high, but we do not believe that the profit will not go up. Data center demand, is that really dropping, for example? Is that another fact? Sorry, what is that? In the fourth quarter, the sales growth just for the 3 months is coming down, and the profit is also coming down. Is there any special factor on the demand side? Fourth quarter, this is human resources. We cannot really make adjustment every quarter. There may be some variances or differences every quarter, but we don't think that the sales would go up and the profit would go down. So we are aiming for increased sales and profit. So external factors do not really matter. For example, semiconductor market is not so strong right now, and data center demand is maybe decelerating in growth. No direct impact. Of course, there may be indirect impact. End users may see some challenges, and they may reduce the security budget. But this is more like a lagging indicator. So in the most recent quarter, for example, there was Brexit in the UK, and there may be some delay, but we have not really seen that yet. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? My name is Kikuchi of SMBC Nikko Securities. There are two questions. First, in regard to costs. Last year, when it ended, the costs in the second half grew. And perhaps on a year-on-year basis, in the first half, there will be increase and maybe slow down in the second half. That was the image that I had. But there's the 5% growth. Are you going to try and reduce the costs, or is it going to be growing in the same manner so that you have a 5% increase in costs? Well, we will try to keep the costs down. But on the other hand, we have to make advanced investments for the future. So we're not going to refuse future investments all of a sudden. And there's going to be the digestion that has to be carried out. And we've made a lot of different investments. And we'll look at the efficiency of those investments as we move forward. So are the costs are not just going to grow in the first half. There will be growth of costs in the first half, but will consistently grow throughout. Well, we have the full year forecast, but we believe that there'll be more investments in the first half, and we'll be looking at the efficiency of those costs in the second half. Now, the second question is in regard to the top line, and you only have a full year forecast, but in regard to the first half, now, when it comes to the outstanding deferred revenue amounts, you've talked about quite a accumulation of deferrals. So in the first half, does it look like the deferred revenues will contribute to sales? Or is it not just going to take place in the first half? In your business structure, there are bigger deals, so that this comes out in the fourth quarter. It may not have been the case in the last quarter, but for this new fiscal year, there should be a considerable number of deals in the fourth quarter. So what is the image that you have in this area? First of all, in regards to the big deals, we believe that there will be a concentration in the fourth quarter. This is a global phenomena that we see in procurement. And so the weight is higher on the second half. As for the deferred revenues, this should be left to an expert, Mr. Habara. Well, I'm not an expert, but logically speaking, deferred revenues outstanding amount will be processed, and as time passes, then this will diminish. And so therefore, the impact will be bigger in the first half and less in the second half. So the deferred revenue impact will be greater in the first half than the second half. Well, in the quarter that just finished, the growth has stopped slightly. And so for the new second half, rather the first half of this fiscal year, it will be a lower growth rate. And in the cost, on a year-over-year basis, it will increase. And you may be able to absorb this on a full-year basis, you may be able to treat it. But what about in the first half? Well, in the first half, well, there is also the accounting aspects to consider for deferred revenues. But there will be profits that will be higher in the second half, is how we feel about it. As you say, there's investments, and we have to get a return on the investment. And there's also the procurement situation. So this will mean that the second half sales will be greater. And even if the operating leverage is low, it's not zero. And so therefore, it will mean that the profits will be higher in the second half. I see. Thank you very much.
Hiroko Sato, Jefferies Securities, two questions. First question. For this fiscal year, you were really focused on big deals. That's what you said. And what about mid-sized and small-sized deals? Maybe in terms of deals, or if they were on a replacement cycle, the competitor got those deals, and maybe you're losing share in those markets or segments. I think we have seen this story before, but did it happen again last year? That's my first question. If we defocus, of course, the competitors will get that, and I think that has happened. And this is happening both in the US and Europe? Yes, I believe so. Understand. So the focus shifted to large-sized clients. Does that mean that you're beginning to increase the share?
To say, for that Q4, as I explained, some of those mid-sized deal, because mainly is on the desktop one, the cup, and because of our APAC was the new version was announced in November, so I do believe there was customer. They are not leaving it; they just waiting for that new version, so the delay of the purchase of those small deal. And
so we don't have to worry too much about you losing market shares on the low end or maybe the medium sized clients, while your entire sales force seems to be focusing on the bigger sized client.
I don't see that trend.
Okay, that's good. Good to know.
Second question. In the fourth quarter, you did an off-site meeting in Fukuoka. I think you spent about 400 or 500 million yen. Are you going to do that again in FY19? Well, off-site meeting, this was done for training. So it's education fee? Yes, it's education. Last year, this was outside of the budget. This year, are we going to do this? Well, no, I don't think it's planned because there was some criticism. And finally, we have to think about the profit. When we spoke about this last year, there were some questions, but we know that AI is really important. It's critical, and this event was really impactful to deliver this message of importance of AI, even with a 500 million yen spent. So within the organization, it was high priority. But I don't think we need to repeat the same thing again this year. Okay, going back to the earlier question. For the second half, operating income will be larger than the first half. But if there is like a one-off event like this, we don't have to think about this risk. Well, if that happens, then we will provide you with a proper explanation. Within the organization, there are some internal events. And as you may know, there is a performance bonus, which means that if the profit goes down, there is no bonus. We have to explain that to the employees too. We cannot really say that we spent too much money in Fukuoka and there is no bonus. That would make the employees quite unhappy. When you make the revision the other day, there was a 500 million yen additional social benefit. And I didn't quite understand. So people are leaving and you have to maybe provide additional package, leaving allowance. Well, we wanted to activate the mobility of human resources. We were basically telling the employees they could retire early if they wanted to. And if we provide the system, accounting-wise, we have to add some reserve. It's not that people are leaving. I had the strong impression that you didn't have enough people, engineers, and the target is 45 years or older. So older engineers are not useful. That sounds too cold. In the case of Japan, we just copied and pasted a system from outside where people have to wait until the end to be able to receive this retirement allowance. But if somebody wants to change a career midway, we want to support that as well. And it is also possible that the people leave a company and come back. They can gain new experience and they can come back to Trend Micro again if they want to. And there's also secondment system. They can go and work at the client's company. That's also supported. So mobility of the human resources is what we want to support. And in terms of accounting standards, we have to have some reserve for that. I think I understand now. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Thank you. In regard to Apex One, I'd like to ask about more details about this. What's the background for the delay in the release? And as a result, for Apex One, in terms of deferred revenue, what was the impact of Apex One? If we look at the materials on page 18, from September to December, the deferred revenues have not increased compared to previous years. So the impact does not seem to be so big. So please let me know the details.
Actually, it's not delayed. It was scheduled to release on November. But I was just saying that because it released on November, it wasn't time to produce enough revenue for Q4. Apex One is a product that not only antivirus, it includes a lot of like vulnerability shielding and include the exploit protection. And also it include if someone got breached, the CISO, the security officer, can go back to find all those evidence. So it records a lot of the activity. So it's both prevention, protection, and also detection and forensic tool. So it's a complete package of the new cybersecurity endpoint solution.
So it was launched on time, but it did not generate the revenue that you expected. So it does not generate revenue
in Q4.
But it was planned. So it looked like it was tougher sell. Is it the right way to look at it?
I didn't express it well. We did not plan for Apex One to generate revenue in Q4.
What Eva mentioned in her explanation is that the salespeople were waiting for Apex One, and so the conventional product sales did not make a contribution that much. It's not the impact of the Apex One sales, but rather there were salespeople who were focused on this product. It's a product that is complex, and so there's that much more sales training that is necessary. And so there was a negative impact on the conventional product sales. Another question, and it's a supplementary point. It was mentioned about the deferred revenues not increasing, but in Q4, when we meet analysts, we explained about this.
And for
North America, we have installment payments. So in Q4, there was 2.2 billion that was canceled out. This did not have any impact on net sales or pre-GAAP. But for deferred revenues, we get the money first. But the recognition takes place over the period. It may have been paid, but we cannot recognize this in our balance sheet. What's common is that it's a multi-year agreement whereby there are its installment payments. This increased in 2018. And so we discussed with the auditing company about how we should treat this. And we process this accordingly. And in fourth quarter of 2018 for US, there was about a decrease of 2 billion yen according to the accounting. But if this is added, then it will not be an increase, but it will be at the same level. But the decrease is mainly due to the accounts processing. And this is a point that I would like to add. I'd like to follow up on that. So there has been sales efforts. And for the deferred revenues, there has been some accounts processing. And in the first half, and net sales and in profits, there should be a contribution of the deferred revenues. Yes, we're looking forward to that happening. I think I have another type of question. In regard to the costs, in AWS or cloud expenses, how much was it for the full year? And if we make models for the future, for B2B sales or enterprise sales, should we be looking at these elements as we try to make forecasts? Well, in regard to how we will be disclosing this, we'll need to study this. What we'd like to do is to look at the customer's infrastructure and perhaps The items we have right now are not the appropriate way of showing this. It should be several billions of yen, cloud-related, per year. So we'll think about the method of disclosure for this, and we'll get back to you on that later. In the case of the analyst models, it's not good to look at just lump figures, and so we'll be looking at ways of disclosing the numbers for this. If it's several billions of yen, compared to the previous year, how much increase was there? It's quite high. Perhaps about 50% increase. But in this area, we're looking at the disclosures by competitors, and the SaaS sales are increasing. It's quite high. The amounts are still limited, but the feature here is that this doesn't appear in the deferred revenues. So when we look at the license users shifting to SaaS, then it looks as if the net sales is going down. But meanwhile, this will gradually increase, in which case the net sales will increase. So there are SaaS expenses that are increasing, but the SaaS net sales in total sales, there's going to be a shift to service licenses. So the impact cannot be observed in what is recognized as net sales. I see.